But I'm telling you, he rose from the dead. Don't be afraid to tell somebody he's real and he rose from the dead. And then there is power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I say again, the resurrection of Christ is the very center of Christian faith. Amen. Because Christ rose from the dead, we know what he said is true. He is God. Amen. Because he rose, we are certain our sins are forgiven. Because he rose and defeated death, we know we will also be raised. Amen. Amen. The church rests on the resurrection of its founder, Jesus Christ. And the very miracle of the resurrection and the existence of Christianity as we know it today, they're so closely related, they either going to stand or they're going to fall together. Amen. So let us always be quick to thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is power in the resurrection. I'm so glad he was lifted up on the cross. He was lifted from the grave. Amen. Amen. And the third thing, Christ lifted up to heaven. As the Passover got close and near, Jesus and his disciples gathered in a room to share the Passover meal. Matthew chapter 26, starting with verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. I've heard a lot of people talk about Jesus took bread and break it and gave it to him. You need to back up and read that part, and he blessed it. I tell you, I would be fearful. Now, this is just me. You may not feel this way. But I would be fearful to put anything in my mouth when I sit down to eat without giving God thanks. First, for what he's provided for us. And I was reading some history, and they said Jesus probably used the same blessing that the Jews even use today. Blessed art thou, O God, the King of the universe that bringeth forth bread from the earth. That's the blessing that he used. He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Verse 27, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. We can't just take part of him. We got to have all of him. Amen. Verse 28, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. How does Jesus' blood seal the new covenant? People understood the old covenant and knew that they could approach a God only through a priest and an animal sacrifice. Now, we know all people can come directly to God through faith because of Jesus' death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that this morning. The old covenant was a shadow of the new covenant. It pointed to the day when Jesus would be the ultimate sacrifice and the final sacrifice for our sins. And I know the disciples were very anxious about Jesus leaving them. But listen to what he said in John 14, verse 1 through 3. He talked to him and he gave him this comforting promise. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. When you have security by the hand, that's one thing. But when you have to use your trust and your faith on a promise that someone gives you that I will be back, it takes a lot of faith and trust. And I'm sure that they were a bunch of anxious people, but he told them, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I'd told you, I'd go to prepare a place for you. And I read that scripture, and I looked for stuff and couldn't really find anything. But the word mansions simply means houses or dwellings. But I got to thinking about that. I'll let you show your hand. How many believe everybody just going to have a house? Well, y'all must think like me. I don't really know why we'd have a need for one. I'm not real sure. But he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Do you know where God dwells? In my Father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Where all of you mansions are, you can be with me forever. Amen. I'm glad Jesus Christ was lifted up into heaven. Even though my faith sometimes would get weak. Sometimes I would begin to wonder, Lord, I wonder if it's all worth it. Yes, it is. Don't ever doubt it. Amen. Amen. I tell you, Jesus' words show the way to eternal life. Though sometimes it's unseen, I promise you, it is certain. It is certain. And although the details of eternity are unknown, or we may not completely understand, don't fear, for he has gone to prepare a place for you and a place for me to spend eternity with him. Amen. We can learn a lot more about him and develop our relationship with Jesus Christ simply by studying his word and by praying and allowing the Holy Spirit to make us more like Jesus Christ. That's what gives us confidence, folks. It's not just receiving the Holy Ghost and being baptized in his name. It's about growing in Christ. It's about getting on the sincere meat of the word, not just the milk, but getting on the meat of the word. That's what boosts your confidence. That's what boosts your faith, to make you help you understand that he did die. He did rose again, and he is going to heaven. He is preparing a place for you and preparing a place for me. Amen. So let's lift up Christ so that we can be lifted up. Amen. That's how we lift ourselves up, and how we encourage ourselves is by lifting up Christ. And we know today, Jesus Christ, as the scripture says, sits at the right hand of God, which is a symbol of power and authority over all heaven and earth. I tell you, the scripture says he conquered the death, hell, and the grave. Amen. It's all under his power. And I tell you, it's going to be a great day for those that have believed on him and confessed him as God's only begotten Son. And I tell you, it's such a joy to know that my sins have been forgiven, and that I've received the Holy Ghost, and I've been buried in his name because the remission of my sins. And I tell you, if you be faithful to him, he's going to be faithful to us. Amen. But it requires something on our part. That is to believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, and to not be ashamed to promote the gospel of Christ, which is his death, burial, and resurrection. And let people know there is a God in heaven that loves you and cares for you and will take you to that heavenly home that he's going to prepare. I tell you, aren't you glad that he was lifted on the cross and lifted from the grave and lifted into heaven? Hallelujah. Let's give him a hand clap. He deserves it. Amen. And I have found, we sing a lot of songs. Love lifted me. Lift me up above the shadows. Lift me up to higher ground. So I tell you what, it's become a pretty important word in my vocabulary. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to sing about him and tell others about him. So remember, he was lifted up. Let's lift him up. Amen. God bless you this morning. We're a little bit early. We're going to take a break. Come back for morning worship service. God bless you this morning.